It's time for Recipe of the Day. It is Saturday, and that means you get to hear from me twice today, once with today's recipe of the day, and then again later today for the weekend edition of this show, ROTD weekend. I am talking with sommelier Jane Norrington from cjanedrinkwine.com about the different things that sommeliers do beyond just recommending a glass of wine for you in a restaurant. So it's a really, really fun conversation, and it just makes me want to have a beautiful glass of wine. Come back to your podcast feed later today to hear that conversation. And I'm going to say next week, I'm having Heather Johnson from The Food Hussy on because she has a new air fryer cookbook out. And one of the things I want to talk with her about is how to use the air fryer for like game day cooking appetizers when you have a bunch of people over. How does the air fryer fit in with that? And to that end, I have a recipe that I think fits in really well with that for you today. This is for air fryer pigs in a blanket. And these are incredible. You can roll a whole bunch of them up and then freeze them, and then they cook straight from the freezer in 3 minutes in the air fryer. And if you don't freeze them first, if you want to make them right away, they're also just 3 minutes in the air fryer. They're just really handy, easy if you're having a gang over. Okay, I'll let you know where you can find this recipe. It is down in the show notes. You'll find the link there, or you can head to cookthestory.com/ROTD and get the link to this recipe and all the recipes that I talk about over there. One cool thing to mention is that when you click over to the recipes, the actual player for this podcast is embedded in the recipe. So if you are over at cookthestory.com/ROTD and you spot a recipe that you're interested in, head over to that link and you'll be able to play me talking about it right from the recipe itself. Okay, so you're going to start by getting out your mini wieners or your cocktail franks, and you're going to pat them dry with some paper towels. That makes them easier to roll and prevents anything from getting too soggy in there. Now, what are you going to be rolling these in? You want to get a tube of crescent roll dough, not the crescent sheet dough. You need to read carefully because the packages look very similar. But crucially, you want the one where you unroll the sheet and there's like perforations showing you where to cut them, because we're making use of that. The crescent sheet doesn't have those perforations, so you'd be kind of eyeballing it. If you have the crescent sheet by mistake, you want 24 triangles. So just evenly cut them into 24, but it's much easier to do with the crescent roll dough. In that one, you're going to take each of those triangles and cut them along the perforations, and then you cut each triangle into three smaller triangles. You end up with 24 from a tube of rolls. To roll them up, you start at the wide end. So have a triangle of that dough sitting in front of you with a point far away from you and then the straight edge closest to you. You put one of your little wieners in there and roll it up. And you repeat that with all 24 pieces of dough so that each one has a little cocktail frank in it. Now at this point, you can transfer all of those rolled pigs in a blanket that are not yet cooked on a parchment lined sheet pan and put them in the freezer. Once they're fully frozen, then you can transfer them to a freezer bag or a freezer container, and they'll be good for up to 3 months. The best part about this is that they can go straight into the preheated air fryer from the freezer, and it takes the same amount of time as if you're doing them fresh. So whether you have the fresh ones or the frozen ones, they're going in the air fryer for 3 minutes. You'll be able to fit about 12 of them in there at a time, but since they bake so quickly, you can bake the first 12 and then get those out and then do the next 12. That'll be fine. Now, the one thing I'm going to say is that it's a good idea to put some parchment paper in the bottom of the air fryer basket. They even make like parchment sheets just for the air fryer. You could look for those as well. But the reason is because sometimes as the dough expands while it's cooking, it kind of expands into the holes of the fryer basket and then it sticks in there. It's harder to get out. It's not impossible. It's not that big of a deal, but it is a little bit messy. By preheating the air fryer, that helps a little bit. If they're frozen, the pigs in the blanket, they tend to not stick in there as easily, but using the parchment paper will just help, and then you're not worrying about it, you know? So that's pretty much it. You're just rolling them and baking them or freezing them and then baking them. The only thing I'm going to tell you is that you can do some things to make these really fun and unique and more delicious. And there are two ways you can do that. Either you can put stuff in with the cocktail frank before rolling it, or there's some things you can put on the top of them after you've rolled them. So inside of them, you can go in with some grainy mustard, some pimento cheese or beer cheese, jalapeno jelly, some apricot jam, cranberry sauce if it's like the holiday season, or some shredded cheese. Shredded cheddar is great, shredded mozzarella. You can also do some sauerkraut, just drain it really, really well. Sweet chili sauce, that's great. Those are wonderful. Now, if you want to put something on the outside instead of inside, roll them up, and then you can go in with some everything bagel seasoning, some sesame seeds, poppy seeds. Grated cheese is also great on the outside. It just might fly around around the air fryer a little bit, so I prefer to put it on the inside rather than on the outside for this one. And there you have it, air fryer pigs in a blanket, a perfect snack for your Saturday or for game day. I will be back later today with my conversation with Jane. Please come back for that. I'm Christine Pittman from Cook the Story. Let's get cooking.